Hello, everybody. Y'all like me to play a little tune?
Don't need kids to return.
We need to. Oh, it's not to be tuned up. All right, there it is. How you doing? Unbridled Song. Y'all know about his son. Okay, this is good. Yeah. No statements here.
Can the saints repeat here?
They're the only one that can repeat.
Well, but could they go two in a row, or who would be the new saints?
No, they can go. Well, they can definitely repeat. And winning a Super Bowl, as you know, is kind of a peaks and valley season. And winning games you should have lost. Overcoming injuries, getting the good breaks. Now with the overtime rule that's set in place, you know, and they put that in because of Brett Favre, I suppose. So, but they can definitely repeat. The whole thing is just, it's such a drain on you mentally. And then you have to worry about the players and, you know, can they, when they get to training camp, actually even before training camp, you have to get in a mindset and that's over, you know. And now you have to get refocused and just forget about winning the Super Bowl. And sometimes players can't do that. The leaders on the football team have to be able to recognize that and put the people in their place. Starting with their coach, I think no one enjoyed it more than he did. And then I know Breeze will be fine, and their defense can pick up a little bit. They can play better defensively for sure. And if they play better defensively, they definitely can repeat. I think they got to play better defensively. I'm not worried about their offense. But it's really just a mindset, buddy. It's, you know, being excited because so many teams win it one year and don't even make the playoffs the next year. So, you know, and then you have so many times within the divisions now, the team that won the division is really a team that was last in the division the year before. And another thing, too, teams play you harder because you're the Super Bowl champions. And if you flip it over and look at the Colts, then you got to wonder what the negative effect on that's going to be and whether Tom Moore is not going to be around. They got a quarterback coach they brought in now, and so you're wondering about the relationship between Manning and him. And so flip side of that is you might see a downturn in the Colts as well as a possibility of the Saints repeating. So it's a tough road. But as I said, they're the only ones that can do it.
You're at the NFC Championship game every year.
Yeah.
How was it in the Superdome compared to
it was, other places? You know, I'm such a huge Saints fan. I don't hide it. And Fox gets a kick out of it. I get a lot of bad mail from it, a lot of bad mail. But I really don't care. And the thing about the championship game this year was I got damn near got pneumonia and infected sinuses and fever. And, oh, my God, I was sick. And so I couldn't present the trophy. It's the first time in 16 years I didn't present the trophy. Of all times, it had to be, you know, with the Saints going to the Super Bowl. And that was the most disappointing thing I've ever had happen to me as a broadcaster because I wanted to do that. And I had it all planned. I was going to make it a big to-do. And it didn't happen. But the atmosphere was incredible. I mean, it was incredible. If you got a chance to be at the game, it was something you'll never forget.
Hey, Terry, this is about the fifth year in a row we've had this function. Just talk a little bit about what you've seen over the last 5 years, the Louisiana Tech and the progress they've made, and what you think about it.
Right. Well, the most obvious thing this year is we have new people that have come to our tournament. In our gathering last night, we had some new investors. I'll call them investors. So we're getting new money, bigger contributions. And the key to this golf tournament is just to bring those folks together and those that love tech, and we make a nice little check out of this, and all of it helps. But it's really just kind of a gathering of all the tech alumni and people that love the school, and it's fun. But it serves us really well. I travel all over the country. I've had people ask how they can come play in the tournament, and I tell them it's pretty much locked out. Nobody can get in. We're sold out way in advance.
Do
But it's just fun for Kix and I. And like I said, it's not that we're making $1 million or anything like that, but it's just kind of a celebration a little bit of all those that love this school. And we know about our academics, and we know that our football program's made a little change with Derek gone, and now we have our new coach coming in, and Sonny's there, and it's exciting. I think you need to be excited because now we kind of get back to what Tech used to be, offensively anyway, in the sense that we'll have the skill people. We'll be throwing the football again, which we need to do. We need to do that. Play great defense, but we need to throw the football to entice recruits, blue chippers, to come here and take this program. This program is, I've always said in the past, it's a slow-moving process. It's going to take a lot of years. But we're all visionaries. We all sit back and dream one day, you know, great players in the state of Louisiana go LSU, Tech. You know, and that's what we're going to get there. We're slowly changing the mindset a little bit. The most disappointing thing for me, I watch our Tech games on TV in LA, and I'll buy the college package, and I have direct TV set into my hotel room. I have two flat screens. I bought two, as I said last night, I bought two recliners, and one's for Jimmy Johnson. And one's for me. And we sit there at 10 a.m. until 6 p.m., and all he and I do is watch college football. And Jimmy Johnson, I might say, this is where he had his first coaching job. I don't know if anybody knows that. And he recruited me. And he loves this school. And every time we're on TV, he's the first one that says, TV, Tech's playing Zola. And so we find him, and we put three games on. We put the game on the local because we have our own regular television, and then we have the two satellite games, and we find if it's Miami University, Miami, he loves Hurricanes, we put them on if they're on at the same time, and we always put Tech on the other game. We always have that on. So it's a pretty good thing. But I was going to say is the one thing that we've got to do, we've got to sell a program. We got to fill the stadium up. Nothing worse than having an opening game 2 years ago against Mississippi State. And I'm sitting there with Jimmy, and I'm nervous. And he says, what are you nervous about? I said, we can beat these guys. And he says, oh, yeah, you can beat these guys. And I said, but I said, they pan that camera to the stadium. I want to see that sucker full, and it wasn't. And that to me is just unacceptable. I don't know what the answer is, you know. More exciting football, beating more teams, beating LSU like we did when we beat Alabama and Auburn and played Florida State. We're leading at halftime when they won the national championship. We've got to do that, you know, game in and game out, and I guess to sell this place out. But I envision in the future, after we get through it, our plans now, we fill in the other stadium, the other end of the stadium, and we're going to get there. We're going to get there. It's a little slower than I would like, but we're going to get there.
Terry, what was your reaction when you knew the whole Derek Dooley leaving and Sonny coming? Take us through your mind.
Well, I was shocked about Derek. I just got off the phone with Derek. I talked to him all the time. He didn't give me any hints he was going anywhere. It wasn't even a discussion. And when he took the Tennessee job, you know, I called him and called him, couldn't get him. And then when I finally got him, I was happy for him as a friend. I had to be happy for him if that's what he wanted, and that's obviously what he wanted. And he expressed to me how difficult it was to leave here. It's hard to leave the Ruston. Ruston grows on you, and it's a real family atmosphere. And he's done such a wonderful job, a great organizer. Recruiting had gotten in place, going after, he was so good for our school. And then we had to get a coach. And I had talked to Steve, and I called Steve from the Fox broadcast booth. And I said, I'm going to get Jimmy involved. And he said, would you? And I said, yeah. So I got Jimmy involved, and Jimmy went to work making phone calls, and we had two or three more people that Tech had had looked at, and one of them in particular, and so Jimmy was working it pretty hard for Texas. So Jimmy Johnson was working hard for our school and giving us recommendations, because it's hard to find a good coach, you know, and it's even harder. They've got to fit what we do here. I mean, we can't be go bringing in a guy that's controversial or anything like that. You can get a big name. If you've got a lot of money, you can just buy anybody. And when Sonny's name came up, all Jimmy kept saying was, you know, because Jimmy loves Mike Leach. Jimmy and I had taken Mike Leach fishing, and Texas Tech coach. And so when Sonny's name came up, Jimmy knew his dad, loved his dad, and heard nothing but great things. And Jimmy made phone calls to make sure that what he was hearing was validated, and it was. And so the Sonny hiring was approved wholeheartedly by Jimmy Johnson. And I didn't know anything about Sonny. But I knew he ran the Texas Tech offense, which I think is perfect for us. I you know what? I go back and I told Bob Griffin earlier today in an interview that the attraction I had as a young kid in college was the AFL. The AFL went to the wide open offense to get television ratings and to woo viewers away from the old slug it out Green Bay, Chicago, New York Giants, and they did it with colorful characters, wide open football, and people loved it, and that forced the merger. So Sonny brings that excitement to our. I mean, I didn't go to the game the other day because I was sick, but I understand it's a little different atmosphere, a little different way of how we've been doing things around here, and I think it's good. I can't wait for us now. I think we got six. I don't know how many TV games. I think I know. I'm probably going to get what you're going to have four.
We got six home games. We're not sure exactly about TV just yet.
Yeah. But I'm looking forward to watching it on television. I make this observation too. I don't know who changed their uniforms, but I'm a big uniform guy, and those are the coolest uniforms. That's so similar to what I played in, but that is a hot look. And I would tell Eric, don't change those. Don't go doing that blue-on-blue junk again. You know, stay with what we got, man. It looks good. Recruits look at that stuff, and they like it. Trust me, they like it. I know I like it.
Can Boise State, is that a model, Terry, Boise State Tech? I mean, is that the direction that Tech kind of needs?
Well, we got to get in the BCS Bowl. We've got to be so dominating that we could get in, buddy. And I don't know how that's possible. TCU had a hard time even going undefeated. Boise has got a great following. They got a lot of money. They're the only dance in town or in the state, far as that goes. That field of theirs. I don't know who smoked what pipe, what he's got in his pipe. I can't watch those games. Whoa. I cannot watch them. I am just, God, oh, I get a headache. So somebody up there is crazy. But, yeah, they do a nice job there, really nice job. They throw the ball. They got a great quarterback, tons of poise. And they're fun to watch, and they play these guys. You know, it's going to be a little different now. They're playing a little tougher schedule this year. So, but we beat them. Yep, we beat them. We're afraid of them. Even a couple of years ago, didn't we? Right here, we almost beat them here. It was like 40s in the 40s. So, but you know what? For our program, I guess so. I guess so, buddy. Boise would be good. I don't know why we have to pattern ourselves after anybody. I just think that we just need to be better. We got to get dominant. Dominant and get attention. We need to dominate. We need to destroy teams and get some recognition, national recognition. And that's going to help us. That's going to get us started in the right direction.
How is that perceived nationally? From your standpoint, and also the coaching position, is it a high-profile job now?
Well, we're like the AAA for the next level, I guess. But that's a compliment. We've had two or three of our coaches not stolen, but they've gone from here to what they call a major program. But I think, as I said last night, you know, we don't, Sonny gets to doing really good here. How long are we going to keep Sonny? And we all talk about, well, we'll keep him 2 or 3 years, maybe 4 years. We want him to do great. And I think all of us think around here, well, if Sonny does great, Sonny's not going to stay here. So we work on his wife. She likes it here. And Kate likes it. So that's a big plus for us. You have to have Florida State and Louisiana Tech. If you go back 35 years or so, Bobby Bowden went down there. Florida State was just like this, believe it or not. And Bobby came in and took on Nebraska and all these big times and started beating them. And then they got that exposure. But we need to settle in, and we need to be consistent, and we need to keep things in place once we get it going. We don't need to be losing people, you know. That's something, but it's unfortunately that's people come here and learn how to coach and they leave.
All right. Tech's got open with Bramble.
Yep.
Hey, your thoughts on that, and kind of take us back to what would it have been like in your day?
We'd probably gotten beat. By God, they had like 9 number one draft choices back then, because the black athlete didn't go to the Division I schools. And the all black colleges were, you know, loading up Buck Buchanan's and so forth. But it's different now. The really great young African American players, for the most part, are not going to the black schools anymore. They're moving up, unless they, you know, there's a grade problem or something like that. So, I would have loved to have played Grambling. I mean, my gosh, I used to go over there and play. We'd go 3-on-3 with them all the time. Spinks, Liberto, myself, we'd go over there and lock up with them. And we threw it like crazy. They threw it like crazy. And we used to have a blast over there. A little nervous. You know, don't go over there that often. But you do now. But I think it's good. It'll be fun. It should be a fun game.
Do you think it's just the right time to get this going for these two schools?
Why not?
Say the Tech shouldn't play a, you know, quote unquote, 1AA school or whatever, but the natural proximity there, 5 miles apart, it's almost.
And I think that's the excitement level. That's the attraction, and I think it's good. I have no problem with that. I think it's good for Grambling. It's good for Tech, and it should have happened a long time ago. I'm not saying it should be a regular thing. Mm-hmm. But I think if we can pack that stadium in Shreveport playing Grambling, okay, the economics of it makes sense. Maybe we're at a point where we can help Grambling instead of LSU helping us or Auburn helping us to get a paycheck, and that's what it is. You know, maybe we can help them. So let's see how it goes. Let's see how the stadium. But I am glad they're playing. I think it's good.
You talked about one more question. You talked about this team not being able to sell out their own stadium. What do you think they need to do to be able to get to that point?
Well, you know, I think you've got to be consistent. You have to beat when Navy comes here. We got to beat Navy. We got to beat, you know, Fresno. So we got to beat these people. Start beating people convincingly, and we have to play a brand of ball. I think that's exciting. And excitement comes from throwing the football. We have not done that. We have not had, in the last 3 years, a quarterback that makes me sit at, and I can't wait to get at my chair here and watch this. We haven't had that here, and we need to get back. We need to get back with Sonny here now. I'll tell you what I think is going to happen. So many of these kids come out of college. I'm over in Texas. They sign 1 or 2 blue chip quarterbacks every year. Why? Why would they want to go there? Why not come here? Come here and, you know, be our blue chip. And we are having, there's a lot of interest in our school now because of Sonny coming here, from kids now going, whoa, I'm not going to play at Michigan. I'm not going to play at Kansas. I'm not going to whatever. And we're getting a lot of phone calls now, kids wanting to transfer here. So, you know, that says a lot. We got Tennessee wide receiver and LSU wide receiver. We want to start getting those kids out of high school and not having to get them to transfer. And the quarterback's the same thing. We got to get. I don't know. We probably have him here. I don't know, but if not, we got to start getting those guys. And we will. With Sonny, we'll start getting those people. You know, we'll start getting. But to answer your question, I think we got to be exciting and we got to be dominating. And then the stadium will fill out because people get excited and nothing like winning, pump up the alumni. And, you know, we go to the, we go and play in the what's the bowl in Shreveport, Bob? What's it called? We go play in the Independence Bowl 2 years ago or something, and win that bowl game. That should have kick-started us. It didn't seem like it did us any good. Yeah, it didn't do us any good. So it's a hard sell for some reason. It's a hard sell.
Last question.
Go ahead. I got time.
We're doing a 30-minute special in July on just the number of players that have made it from Shreveport, Bossier, East Texas, Southwest Arkansas, Texarkana, that area. Why is that such a fertile ground for NFL players, starting with you and Joe Ferguson and the Gramblings of the world and all that? Why do you think this corner of the world produces so much football talent?
I don't have an answer for that other than the program I was in high school was a winning program, Lee Hedges, and started with Billy Laird, Trey Prather, Terry Bradshaw, Joe Ferguson, the Booty Boys, boom, 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 boom. When A.L. went to coach at Woodlawn, he threw the football over the field. People started coming there. Then you have the independent schools that are out bringing in guys from all over the country. You know, you see that a lot. Carol Westlake, you know, they're coming in. Well, their daddy just transferred from California for 2 years. That's nice. But they do have their son who is 6'5", 290, and he wants to play. So, I mean, you see a lot of that. They try to ban that. You know, they try to change those rules. But I think it's the programs in the area, and the kids see it, and they go, well, if I'm gonna play here, I've got to be this. And so they work really hard, and they want to be in these programs, successful programs. And these kids that possibly wouldn't even have given football a shot are now saying, hey, I like what's going on here. That may have something to do with it. I know if you separate North Louisiana and South Louisiana, back when I was growing up, North Louisiana was the AFL, and South Louisiana was the NFL. You know, big, strong, boom, off tackle. Nothing boring in the 60s in LSU. They throw six passes a game? And North Louisiana, boom, throwing it all over the place. So it's kind of that. Our area is known for one thing, and the kids they buy into that, and they want to be a part of it. I don't think it's anything in the water or the ground or anything like that.
Do you want to get into your bromance with Kicks? Do you care to go into
our bromance? We started dating, what, sweetie? Well, he sang that one song to me, and I couldn't, you know, I just couldn't help myself.
And he sang that one song with me, and I said, how'd you ever get a record?
Hey, that's not nice. That's a shot.
I love your singing. You know you're my favorite singer. That's why we're doing the Brooks and Brad's show, golf tournament. It's just a lead into our music career.
Exactly. People have no idea.
I don't know.
When we come out with our first album. See, it's called an album, isn't it? Or is it a CD? What do you call them now? I don't even know. Mine had a hole in them when I put them out.
Download by the time they go in. Thank you, Tim.
Oh, God, buddy. I'm going to get in trouble.
So what's new, huh?
Sports Center.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I could just...